So with us now, the author of the brand new book, The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose, Bree Daniels. Well, welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you here. So now tell me about this book, The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. What exactly does that mean?
It's really just about how we can, how young girls can align their lives with Christ. Because, you know, I'm a Christian, avid Christian, and I believe that trying to live your life apart from Christ, you are going to run into a lot of stumbling blocks. And I found that once I became a real Christ follower, like a lot of the things I seem to be struggling with, I didn't struggle with as much. And so for me, I'm like, God's already given us the clear path, you know, and I believe that that's in his word. And so I was like, hey, just if you don't have any of the answers, go to the person who does. And I say that a lot of times in the book.
In the book. So yeah. This book basically for young girls who may be struggling with some issues. And I read that you were saying that you kind of struggled with some issues of low self-esteem and some other issues growing up. Now, I know, you know, your parents. I've known you since you were a little girl. And so I know the home that you come from. And it's interesting that you say that, because what that tells me, it doesn't matter what your background is.
And I think that that's what so many people see. They're like, oh, I mean, and we see that when it comes to wealth a lot. People are like, well, they have a ton of money. Like, what could their problems possibly be? And I mean, you can go back to the Bible and talk about how God shows us, like, you know, you can't serve both God and money. You're going to love one and hate the other. And so he says, like, if you love money, that's fine. But money's not going to be able to give you the things that I'm going to be able to give you. And with me, it's even like, you can have an awesome family and they can have close relationships with Christ, but you have to know him for yourself. And so for me, it was always like, I knew I had that place of support and I could always talk to my parents about things, but there was still some internal stuff I was struggling with. And I think that was just God like pulling me to him.
What about, you know, because we live in this age now of peer pressure and there's so many things going on from, you know, the social media and bullying. What's the message to girls who may be victimized by that?
Honestly, it's to find your worth in, to stop trying to find your worth in people, because I dealt with that as well. And I talk about that in the book as well, is that, you know, sometimes we look to our friends like, okay, well, if they talk to me, if they spend time with me, then that means I must be cool. Or, you know, they get to an age where they start dating and it's like, okay, well, if he talks to me, if my boyfriend shows me off, or, you know, he tells people that he's with me, then I must be valid. But the minute he stops doing that, then I'm not. And people are too fickle to be able to base your worth in them. And those same people who are bullying you will try to be your best friend the next day. So I think it's separating yourself from people's opinions and asking God, okay, well, what's your opinion of me? And what is it that you have me called to, for me to do? And then I have to trust that the right people will come around.
Now, you said that you accepted your call to ministry, not meaning, you know, the preacher.
Yeah, I'm not a preacher. Not at all.
But we're all, as Christians, we're all ministers.
Yes,
I mean, that's
are.
What God tells us to do, go out into the world and make disciples. Well, how can you do that unless you are a minister?
Exactly.
But what about, you know, maybe someone who's just, well, I don't know what my call is. And how do you respond and how do you, you know, give advice to that girl?
There are a lot of different things. And I talk about those in the first four chapters of the book of, you know, find out what your gifts are, find out what it is you're passionate about, and, you know, find out what your personality is, because all those things tie together. And I compare it to our fabric of who we are. Like, God, you know, sews all these things together and it makes the tapestry of who we are. And so for me, like, I've always been a writer, but that's not something where I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't look at it like, oh, this is my passion, this is my calling. I was just like, well, I write, that's what I do. But when I started to see, like, that's not everybody writes, it's not everybody's gift. And then same thing with my personality. I love talking to people. I'm never going to shy away from talking to people. And so when you look at things that have always been present in your life and you're like, oh, okay, I can start to see. And there are spiritual gifts assessments that you can take online that say, okay, you're a giver or you're an encourager.
Right, exactly.
And when you start to put those things together and then say, okay, God, this is who you tell me I am. Now, what do you want me to do with it? I think the floodgates kind of open up.
Now, as we're in this world of the Kardashians and the Real Housewives and all these other quote-unquote reality shows, sometimes you may equate your gift to money. Does that mean that whatever your gift is will always lead you to become a millionaire?
Right. It does not.
Okay.
What I found is that you may not have millions of dollars, but you will always have enough. When I first moved to New Orleans in 2013, I look back at how much money I was making per month and I'm like, that doesn't and how much money I made and how many bills I had. I was like, those two don't balance out. But because I knew that God had called me to New Orleans, I was like, I always tell people, and that's what I was saying across the hall, is that God, this is your calling, so mm-hmm. you got to figure it out. Like, these are your bills, so you got to pay them. And so I think when you stop pursuing money and you pursue him, he's like, all right, well, I'll take care of the other stuff. And I find you don't need as much as you think you need. And so, for some people, you do get the millions of dollars, and that's always awesome. But I don't think those people, if you talk to them today, would say, oh, yeah, I came out like I want to make millions. You know, right. Like, I wanted to do ministry, and God brought this other stuff along.
So. Girl, you are a preacher. Because you just spoke a word right there. Well, listen, the brand new book is called Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. Bree Daniels, thank you so much for being here. Now, how can people get the book?
People can get it on Amazon.com. They can get it on BarnesandNoble.com. If you know my parents, a lot of people have been talking to them and ordering books through
their
them.
Trunk.
So, yeah, literally. So, you know, if you need it, we'll get it to you for sure.
Now, are you available to do conferences? And
yes,
things?
I am. Okay. I'm open to any and everything, and I'm trying to set up a book signing for May in Fort Worth. So okay. I'll definitely keep everybody updated with the details on that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. Understand you're about to become a bride.
Yes. Mrs. Wow. Lightfoot Smith. That'll be my new last name.
Lightfoot Smith.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you so much
going on, and God is continuing to move. And that's what that means.
Yes,
that
sir.
He's moving, because so many great things are happening, and he does all things well. So congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.